a memorial today for an old time friend from way up there in the, anyway. I got a frog in my throat trying to get rid of it. Anyway, Police Lieutenant Norton Rodney Cunningham passed away unexpected on Sunday, September 8th. He was 61 years old. And the funeral was Thursday after that at College Hill Church of Christ in North Richland Hills. Interment will immediately be, follow in Blue Bonnet Hills Memorial Park, Colleyville. He was a 39-year veteran of Colleyville Police Department, a member of the Peace Officers Association, and a ham radio operator as W5NRC. Rodney began his career with the Keller Police Department, then moved to Colleyville in 1975. He was promoted to the rank of sergeant in 1978 and promoted again to lieutenant in 1986. Lieutenant Cunningham's duties included supervision of the patrol division, then moved to operations where he oversaw the department's radio and computer systems. He also served as interim chief while the department searched for a new one. Rodney was very active in the Boy Scouts of America, amateur radio operator, and did volunteer work with the Tarrant County Fort Worth Office of Emergency Management. He received numerous awards and accomplishments for his work in the police department and ham radio. Survivors were his wife of 41 years, Carolyn Cunningham, daughter Stacy, and Frank, and husband, and Jeff's son, Henry Allen Cunningham, grandchildren, Cheyenne, Colton, Skyler, and Bailey, and many other dear family and friends. Quite a lengthy thing on all his ham radio operations, but we'll forego that today and we'll have some scripture reading. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One more scripture. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Have a word of prayer at this time, our dear Heavenly Father. We just thank you for this day and all that you've provided for us. We just want to lift up